For a daily inspiration, I'd like to consider the subject of being busy with the swine. In Luke chapter 15, we have the story of the prodigal son, and we have the younger son, and the younger son did what is a very normal thing to do. It expresses the heart of the unregenerated. And he said, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me." And he took that portion of goods, and rather than faithfully staying and being a part of a family, being a part of a team, rather than being considerate of others, he was only considerate of himself. And what's interesting is the end of that scene is busyness with the swine, and the picture is of a man who is just in bondage to taking care of those swine, to feeding those swine. And so, beloved, I don't know where you're at today, but if that's your scene, if that's your picture, that you are busy about the things of this world, you're busy to make payments on mortgages and payments on loans and payments on things, and you have to have the best and the brightest and the greatest of things, and your life is merely wrapped up in the pursuit of this world, then I fear you might be busy with the swine. It might be that it's a case of like this man. Maybe there was a time when you turned the wrong way and began to focus only on the things that pleased and suited you. But what's interesting here is starting in verse 17, we find this, when he came to himself. And so, beloved, if you find yourself busy with the swine, the cry of my heart is, come to yourself, come to, wake up, realize that there's something wrong with the pursuit, the relentless pursuit of the things of this world. There's something wrong with that relentless chase of being busy with the swine, and say, how many, look, beloved, at the hired servants of our Father which is in heaven. Look at those which trust in him and rest on him and rely on him, and how many of them have food enough and to spare, and while we yet perish. And that's what he's saying, how many hired servants of my Father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. And I will arise and go to my Father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me merely as one of your hired servants. Oh, beloved, now is the time, today is the day, to go to the Father and to say, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I am no longer worthy to receive that great love which you've given, but make me instead, just as one of your hired servants, I will work in the kingdom of God from henceforth and look to my Father for provisions. But then, this is the beautiful part of this whole scene, beloved, and I believe this expresses the heart of God even today, even to this very hour, yea, even to this very minute. Beloved, this is what would happen. While we were yet a great way off, and what a blessed God we serve that, you know, we don't even know, we don't have to know how to do it right. We don't have to know how to repent right, how to come to God with just the right words or attitudes or whatever. It says here, while we're yet a great way off, then we hear his Father. It says here, his Father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him and restored all that was lost. All that gets lost gets restored as we come to our senses and recognize that we are but feeding swine. So I just pray that if that's your situation today, and even within the Christian life, if you fall into the point where what you're doing is feeding some swine, what we need to do is simply repent, simply return, simply trust in him, and while we're yet a great way off, he will come and receive us and restore us. So what a blessing that is. I pray you've been encouraged, and that it will take you through this day and give you a place of rest, that God, while we are yet a great way off, will come and will receive us. God bless you.